Blog Talk Radio.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't you paint up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, mind is like a deep mind that's full of gold. Better dig it out before the time will turn you old. Yeah. I ain't talking about the physical, I'm spiritual. If you follow with your calico, I'm Alamo. I'm standing here to make my stand until I go. Why you acting like a hater? Oh, I'm so intangible. Yeah. Look it up. Vocab in your bloody manifold. Yeah, I've been making these records like I'm very mental. Ain't no telling when you fall on something, how the man will grow. Yeah. Ain't no telling how you make your wealth and how the plan will show. All the people had to climb up out their mental catacombs. Yeah. I'm a sellout at the drone, rapping with a megaphone. Yeah. I'm a god up on this microphone, I came to raise a tone. Vibrating in a mega zone with my metronome. Yeah. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my home, I can't leave alone. Uh-huh. I'm so loyal, I can't leave.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, very powerful show scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. It's my mic here. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to introduce you to 2019. Wow. Today is January the 1st of 2019. 2019 is here. 2018 is gone. The year of psychic energy or psychic manipulation is over. So for all of the people that are sevens and people that are 11s out there, people that were going through a lot of issues in 2018, that's all behind you now. 2019 is the year of the creative genius. 2018 was the year of the psychic or the peaceful psychic. Now, today we want to talk about what that means from a cosmological perspective, from an energy perspective, so that way you can walk into the new year under overt understanding what the big G, what the father of light, what the father of frequency, a wave of vibration. Light is a frequency that is slowed down to be visible. Let me say that again. If you look at physics, light, what you and I call light, is energy or entities that are dumbed down, so dumb, for lack of a better word, that they're visible. Let me say that again. Last year was the year, if you take the numbers 2018 and you add them straight across, you get the number 11. Now, everybody that knows what I do for a living, you understand alphanumerics, or what is called biblical alphanumerics, or some people call it theomathematics. It is the mathematics of God. Some people refer to it as cymatics. Some people refer to it as cosmology. Some people refer to it as theology. It has a lot of different references, a lot of different names. But at the end of the day, what we are talking about is what makes you, you. What makes this universe works? What holds the universe together? We know it as God. Now, the problem when I talk to traditional Christians is the inability to go past Jesus Christ and him crucified. I'm all for that. I'm with you, boo-boo. I overstand. But I have something in my life that used to be called problems. And I had a lot of those. And when I started this, I had Jesus Christ and him crucified, but I still had my problems. And I did not understand why, if I serve the God of no problems, why I have problems. And no reverend, doctor, or bishop could explain to me. So that's why I set on this journey almost 20 years ago when I started the Eagles Club, which stands for Eagerly Advancing Godly Living in Economics, Scripturally and Scientifically. There are two animals that's mentioned in the Bible that's referred to God. One is the eagle. The other is the lion. This year, my brothers and sisters, is the year of the eagle and the lion. If you can wrap your brain around vision and tenacity, your life will change. If you have those two attributes inside your closet, if you can put that in your brain, if you can have a mental picture of who you are and whose, W-O-S-E. We're not just out here. I'm not a long ranger. I don't have this ability to do great things all by myself. I'm not a law unto myself. I am not what we would call a God. I have access to the creator of the universe, but I'm not the creator of the universe. So I want to be crystal clear when I speak and when I say, because as I'm expanding and I'm bringing in a new audience, a lot of the new people haven't listened to the stuff that I did, 15 years ago when I started off with the name movement, and I did a 10-hour series breaking down the name, and I came to the conclusion that hopefully you have come to, that it says in the book of Revelations that he has a name written on his thigh that no man can pronounce. His name is the entire word of God. No matter what language you speak, that language in America, in English, is called Jesus. In Spanish, it's called Jesus. In the Hebrew, it's called Yeshua. So depending on your culture, depending on your language, it's the same frequency, but it has different letters. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people. It's the same frequency, but it has different letters. It's a different way of saying the exact same thing. And so we got people arguing and fighting over the, and we're all saying the same thing. We're just saying it in according to our culture. So once we get past that, then we can actually start solving problems. But it's really interesting how we can't solve problems in the African American community, the white community, Anglo-Saxon community, Dutch, Welsh, German, Australian, New Guinea, New Zealand, South Africa. No matter where you go in the world, melanated people are ostracized. Why is that? There is a disposition. This is the dark side of the frequency. This is the viceroy. Every city has a viceroy, and every year has a viceroy. That is this harmonious arrangement. God is a God of balance. God is so awesome that God sets things in order and he creates scale. This is awesome. So God gives you the option of A or B, or God say you can choose C. Now, I never go with option A or B. I always go with option C, which is God, which is life. There's a tree in the garden. The tree in the garden has two fruits, one tree. It's the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If you eat from the tree of knowledge, you get both fruit. That's what people don't understand. So inside of me, no matter how much good I do, according to the book of Romans, no matter how much good I do, evil is always present. And it blows me away because I talk to people who are surprised, who are shocked. They're dumbfounded that when they do good, evil is right there with them. And I'm dumbfounded because this is the year out of all the last year, if you made it through 2018 and you're still in your right mind, you should pause. Hopefully you did that last night. You should get on your knees, stand in your closet, walk outside, hug a tree, save a well, do something to acknowledge the Creator, because you got through one of the hardest years of your life. Now, if you really look at it, it was internal. Really think about what was your problems last year. I guarantee you all of the problems that you had last year was psychic insight. It was the result of psychic insight. So every person that's a member of my organization, and I went through and I did the math, and I've been talking about this all of last year because it's important now for all of my sevens and all of my 11s, which is 60% of my client base. So 6 out of 10 people that I have that's a part of the life management system that are now, some have moved on with me into 2019, and I've brought in a lot of new clients. So for all my clients who were with me and rocking with me in 2018 and you didn't renew or didn't go into 2019, thank you so much for believing in me, supporting me with your hard-earned energy and your capital, and for listening to these shows. Continue to listen to the free stuff here on Blog Talk. But I'm going on to 2019, and I, you know, thank you for everything that we was able to accomplish in 2018. And you have to pat yourself on the back, because what you went through in 2018 was the dark side of what is called mysticism. So the power, a God-given gift that's usually passed down from generations to generations to generations. In my family, there's generations and generations of ministers, and there's generations of what we call traditional. I would like to say like holy rollers. In other words, when you talk about the sanctified movement, when you talk about the apostolic faith, you know, my grandmother, I did some research and found based upon the court documents, my grandmother's grandfather's name was William Branch, who owned some property. And when I went down to the Fort Bend County Courthouse, and I was looking into assisting my father with paying some taxes, and I did some research on my family tree and my family history and the Branches and the Frasers and the Rogers. And it was amazing going through that. And through my entire family, my entire lineage, there is one string. Everybody either played an instrument, or everybody, you know, could sing a song, or everybody could preach the word. And it's still today. So that lineage, however, has a dark side. Excuse me, if I brought my family on here right now, they could tell you and they could talk about the dark side of ministry. That's what happened last year. Last year, I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't say too much about it. I said this at the beginning of last year. And now that we are through last year, now that clients, in the hospital. One client was in a mental institution. Another client was, I can't even share that. Let's just say last year was very enlightening for me as a life coach, because I got bombarded with issues and things that I just thought or read about in books. I remember going through this when I was a child, seeing things, feeling things, not understanding things, but not as an adult. So last year, 2018, I got to experience evil incarnate. I got to experience it on a level that I don't really like to share or talk about it, because when you talk about this extrasensory perception, what some people call ESP, when you talk about the paranormal, when you talk about sprites and gins and mojos, it's really interesting because people think that this is fake. People don't really understand, you know, the psychic realm, or people don't really understand the spiritual realm. Unless you are 7 and 11, you know exactly what I'm talking about, because you know what goes on in your head. You know the thoughts that's downloaded into your head. You know the feeling that you feel that comes from having energy in your head or in your body. You don't know what this energy is. You don't know what to do with it. And so that's what I've been working with people with. You got all of this energy, and energy is an entity. This entity is an energy. It's an I-N-N-E-R-G, a energy. Now, what's interesting is that we don't really talk about chi, prana, pneuma, ruach in the West, the way they do in the East. Now, the reason I'm saying this, because 2019, wow, 2019, it's a whole new level, and it's a whole new devil. So now we got to kind of change the way we think in our brains. Now, I talked about yesterday at length about your life strategy. And hopefully you have that stratagem. Hopefully you listened to yesterday's show and you got that strategy. So that way you can understand that everything starts with a clearly identified purpose. Without that, then you don't have no connection with the God of purpose. So you have the connection with what Project CERN is doing. Now, over this is the physics. When you talk about the CERN hydrogen, a hydron super collider. So what they are doing is they are trying to produce antimatter. They're trying to find the God particle. They're trying to find what holds the fabric of the universe together. That's, again, on the positive side, God. On the negative side, the anti-God. So whenever you create positive, you automatically create negative. Now, that's really important because now we're in the year of creativity. What you are going to be doing in 2019, this is the first day of 2019. Now, I started this last year, and I noticed that I can pull from two baskets of energy. Just like they do over in Switzerland underground, there was a powerful particle accelerator. It is a superconducting magnet. You are a superconducting electromagnet. You have electricity and magnetism. You can pull from either. You are positive and negative. You are copper. Your blood either uses copper or iron, depending on whether you're positive blood or negative blood. Now, the reason why for me this is so important, because I'm a creator, and now this is the year of creativity. So the energy in the air has changed. The frequency has changed, and you're going to notice it. If you haven't noticed it already, ideas going to be downloaded into your spirit. You're going to be able to come up with great ideals, but they're not going to be your IDEA. So an IDEA comes from God, positive. An IDEAL comes from L, luminescence, lucine far, Lucifer. Not necessarily bad. Lucifer is smarter than us. So Lucifer knows, Lucifer being a frequency, a wave of vibration that is the result of balance. God is a God of balance. God knows that you should know who you are, but so God knows that you have the power to use negative energy to create positive results. God knows that because God said in his word, he's going to take what the enemy meant for evil and he's going to turn around and then he's going to use it for good. God said in his word that all things. Now, again, I'm not no linguistical genius from a pastoral perspective, meaning I'm not a traditional preacher. I'm a teacher. So, but the Bible says that all things work together for the good. That's found in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Now, I have to say this again because this is the year of all things working together for the good. In other words, this is the year where you can't fail. Last year was the year where the devil played mind games. He got in your head. He got you to believe things. It's like I was watching the movie Flatliners last night again, and it was amazing. Because in the movie Flatliners, if you haven't seen it, it's an old movie. You might want to watch it again because it verifies what I'm saying. The movie Bird Box, I just watched that same thing. It verifies what I'm saying. Project CERN, they found out that if you go to the dark side, or if you go to another dimension and you bring something from another dimension into this dimension, you also, if you bring something good, you also bring something bad. So Project CERN, see, antimatter is just disorder. It's confusion. It's chaos. It's how do you make a nuclear bomb? a nuclear explosion, any type of an explosion. If somebody goes off on you, they just have an emotional explosion. That's anti. That's not love. That's not joy. That's not peace. That's not gentleness. That's not meekness. That's not self-control. Against such things, there is no explosion. That's not. That's the opposite. That's anti. So anytime you produce good, the possibility to produce bad is there. And also to the degree, as in the movie Flatliners, when they flatlined, basically went without a pulse. They basically died for a minute or 2 minutes, and then they brought themselves back. But by doing that, it does something to the brain. It accesses your super consciousness. This is the same thing that people do when they take trips, when they take ayahuasca and LSD. Do you know that all those flashing lights are when you go under, or you go under a vision quest, they used to call it by the Native Americans, when you do that to the brain, when you take any psychotropic drugs, you are actually killing brain cells. Those lights that you see while you're under, that you think is God, that's your brain dying. And in the movie Flat, these medical doctors, they were doing this thing. When the brain cells die, that explosion, it gives you a burst of creativity. It gives you a burst of consciousness. But at the same time, it gives you a burst of negativity. Meaning, whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the right, it also swings to the left. Now, that's one of the hermeneutics laws. There are seven. That's way back before Egypt. Hermes Trismegistus talked about the law of correspondence. Now, this law is what we are in 2019. You have to understand this law. Now, all of these laws are important, but I don't teach Egyptology. I teach bibliography. But I need you to understand. Because what's happening is, if you go into 2019, and we're already there, and you set out to do something, and you do not understand these principles, these hermeneutic principles, which are seven. And these principles are downloaded into the body, so to speak, of men. That just simply means whether you believe in them or not is irrelevant. It's like it doesn't matter if you believe in, let's say, gravity, as I say all the time. If you believe in gravity or if you don't believe in gravity, does gravity care? Nope. Gravity does not care whether or not you believe in gravity, because gravity is a universal spiritual law. So one of the universal spiritual laws is all is mind. Another universal spiritual law is the law of correspondence, which says all that is above is also below. Another one is the law of vibration. It says nothing is stationary, everything vibrates. The one I want to focus on, besides the law of correspondence, as above, so below, is the law of polarity. The law of polarity says everything is double. Now, that's called vortex math. Now, again, I've did the show and the series already on vortex math. Once you understand vortex mathematics, you understand Nikola Tesla, you understand my life path number, which is 369, and you understand if you double 3, you get 6. If you double 6, you get 12. And if you double 12, you get 24. And if you keep doubling that, and if you keep doubling 3 and 6, you always get 3 and 6. 9 is outside of all of the other 8 numbers. There's only 9 numbers, really. Everything else is just a manipulation of those 9 numbers. So vortex mathematics. Now, the other numbers is the numbers outside of 3, 6, and 9. I was like 1, you know, 4, 7. Those numbers, when you double them, when you double 1, you know, you get 2, you double 2, you get 4, you double 4, you get 8. You double 8, you get 16. 16, you reduce it, you get 7. You double 7, you get 14. You reduce it, you get 5. You double 5, you get 10. And you keep doing that over and over again to infinity, you keep getting the same numbers. They keep repeating themselves over and over again. That's the universe. Now, that's the mathematics. That's called theo mathematics. Okay, but Will, what does that got to do with me paying my light bill, brother? Well, your light bill will not get paid if you do not create based upon 369. If you do not create based upon the mathematics of God. Now, there is two mathematical systems inside of one. If you look at a circle, now again, without getting too deep into vortex math, but what I need you to understand is right now, today, you woke up, you got to make a decision. And the decision you make is going to pull from a bank account. You have an emotional bank account. It's really a spiritual bank account. But on earth, we call spirits emotions. So you got emotions. So you can go to the bank and you can pull, you can write a emotional check. If you are a 7 and if you are 11, you must understand this because you just came out. If you escaped with your mind intact, if you still are mentally sound, if you are a 7 and 11, you must understand when you create, your intentions must always be good, regardless of the bank account that you are drawing from. Like in Project CERN, they are purposely producing antimatter. Now, they say this antimatter, 1 gram of antimatter can destroy all this other crazy stuff. What does that mean? That just simply means that they are opening up the bottomless pit that talks about in the book of Revelations. That's called Abaddon. Now, that's the religious side of it, but we're talking physics today. We're talking emotional management today. We're talking about understanding how do you create in 2019, because 2019 is the year of the three. If you take the number 2019 and you break it down, you're going to have the number 3. Now, there is a dark side, and let's talk about the dark side first. So for all of the life path numbers or numbers, there is a dark side. That's everything in life because of the law that we just talked about. And that is the law of polarity. Now, the law of polarity says everything is double. The law of polarity says that everything has its opposite. For every up, there's a down. So if I create wealth, I'm automatically creating poverty. Automatically. So the universe is set up so that way mirrors. So that way, if you ever stop, you go back to the dark side. Meaning, if you can think positively to the degree that you can think positively, that is the indication for me of the degree that you can think negatively. So when I see somebody that's really, 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 you know, big fall, prized, and I'm not. So I know that great minds also have a dark side. The greater the mind, the darker the darkness. That was in the movie Flatliners. That's the bird, the bird box. It's talking about this dark energy. So everybody committed suicide when they vision. Remember, you got two things in 2019 that you must have to be successful. Vision of the eagle, number one. Attitude, tenacity of the lion, number two. Number one, vision. Number two, a mental disposition. So if your mental disposition is not strong enough to override what you see in your dark side, you're going to go blind or you're going to commit suicide. That's the movie Bird Box is talking about 2019. That was the movie that lays the foundation of 2019. And notice the people that wasn't affected, notice that the people that was mentally ill, they didn't commit suicide. Why? So they could see these things, but the things was able to use them because mentally, their brain worked differently. Remember in the movie Split, the reason old boy, remember he went off and he was, you know, going around, he was killing everybody because he said that they wasn't flawed. Because in their mind, flawed is perfect. Because remember, chaos. This is Lucifer. Lucifer is trying to establish his environment. And the big G is trying to establish his environment. So who's going to win? Well, the one that you feed. So in the movie Bird Box, the people that have a mental problem or mental disease were fit extensions. So the dark side didn't have to kill them. They could use them. That's why mental illness is a gift and a flaw. It can be a flaw on Monday, but it can be a gift on Tuesday. That's why I don't take no medication. So I'm supposed to be, if I got bipolar disorder, which I do because I can sense it in my body, I can tell the energy how it rises in my body. I can tell how my brain don't turn off. I can tell how I got to go to the gym sometimes 3 times a day, and then sometimes I don't have to go at all. I can tell. I can sense the creative power increase. So I can either turn it off with medication, or I can use that creativity, and I can set my intention, and I can create, which is what I do, something good. Now, I used to do bad shit. I used to go out, lie, cheat, steal, do all kind of craziness. Now, the desire, the urges, doing those high highs. Now, remember, bipolar is a grandiose mentality. Bipolar disorder simply means you actually feel invincible. During my manic state, during my grandiose stages, I have to be very careful because I go into a bar and I can think I can take on 10 dudes. And I have the energy for it, but I may not just have the skill set to do it anymore. I'm a little older. So for me, I got to take all of this energy, this upsurge of energy. So 2019 is a dangerous year for me, or it's a very, very, very positive year for me. Thankfully, I'm not young, dumb, and stupid no more. So now 2019 is going to be a very, very positive year for me. Why? 2019 just accessed all of what's already there. I already have a 3. I already have the 6. I already have the 9. Those numbers are all divisible by the number 3. Remember, the number that is divisible into all of your numbers is the predominant number. So for me, it's the 3. So this is my year. This is your year too, because the universe is using the 3 to empower your 7, to power your 11, whatever number you are. So, but what does that mean in English? Well, Romans chapter 8 says this. Romans 8:28. This is the biblical side of what we need to understand. Verse 28, let's start with verse 27, and it reads, "And he searches our hearts." So in my heart, what's in there? This is the year of the amplification of the heart. So what's in your heart? Whatever it is, everybody's going to know. You can't hide this year. Last year, the enemy tried to take you out mentally. Last year, you was bombarded by psychic energy. Most people had a problem with processing it, so they couldn't move forward. They just stayed in Groundhog's Day. That just means they kept repeating the same thing over and over again, and they didn't know why. Why use on a psychic attack? Now, when I say psychic, what do I mean? When I say psychic, I mean energy. Okay, energy means energy. It means a inner G. It's a inner frequency that comes from inside of you. It's not outside. So all of your problems in 2018 was internal. I don't know how many clients I got who felt something, or they perceived something incorrectly. Something happened, and you, even me, somebody could say something to me, and I would go off, and it's like, "But brother, I didn't. That's not what I meant. I was actually trying to say this." I said, "Oh man, my bag. I'm sorry. I just thought." I immediately assumed, because there was a little voice in my head telling me, "They don't like you, bro. They don't like you, bro. Are they trying to get you, man?" And so I reacted inappropriately in 2018, more so than any other time in my life. Now, I also had insight in 2018 more than any other time in my life. In 2018, I was able to pick up frequencies and energy. I could sense my discernment was off the chain. In 2018, I could spot the devil on Pluto. In 2018, my discernment, I was never wrong in 2018. Now, even before that, that's just one of my gifts, discernment. But 2018 was totally different than any other year. Now I'm in 2019. So what's going to happen in 2019? Well, let me tell you what's going to happen to you in 2019. In 2019, you're going to have a feeling. And this feeling is going to say something. It's going to say this. Romans 8:27. "And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit." The spirit is a group of related thoughts. A group of related thoughts is a neurological network. A neurological network is a DNA level imprint. That's called a spirit. That's called a ruling disposition. That means that is your most predominant thought. So something is searching for your most predominant thought. Because the spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. So my most predominant thought may be to do something very evil, but the spirit intercedes on my behalf because I'm a saint according to the will of God. I have to know that. If you go, see, you're going to have bad thoughts. People tell me all the time, good people have bad thoughts, and then they feel bad for having the thought. And because they feel bad, they actually empower the thought based upon the law of correspondence. So I don't know how many people in churches, they go to church and they – not even in churches, outside of churches too. And they feel bad because they had a thought. Now, this is all mental illness. That's why 2018, I saw a lot of people go down to mental illness. 2018, crazy. Whether they went into a psych ward, whether they sought professional help, I saw it in their behavior. Because they were rolling good, they quit their job. They did the same shit as I used to do. 50 years on this planet. I used to self-destruct every y'all know the story. I could bring my first wife on here. She got a journal. She'd be happy to tell you. She'd break it down for you. She was the one that told me, like, "Yo, Negro, you got a problem." Because every September, October, November, we homeless. We broke. Why the holidays? Why do they suck? Because when I was a kid, the holidays sucked. And so I carried on that ruling disposition from my childhood. So I had to deal with that. I had to defeat it. Thankfully, for the last 10 years, my income doubles during that period. This year, same thing. So I make more money. I have better relationships. I buy more stuff. I'm in better health. When I used to crash and burn, why? I understand psychic energy. I understand my seasons. Do you know your seasons? Do you know when is your winter? When is your personal winter? And when is your personal summer? Now, business is cyclical. Now, I looked at my business. I went back through the records 10 years, and I saw a trend. Now I know the trend of my business. My business is cyclical. My personal life is cyclical. My spiritual life is cyclical. Why? The book of Ecclesiastes says that. The book of Ecclesiastes says that there's a time to die, there's a time to live. He said there's a time to plant, there's a time to pluck up. So you mean to tell me God is a God of cyclical stuff? That's right. So all this global warming stuff that y'all freaking out about, if y'all do y'all research, you're going to find this is cyclical. This happens every freaking time we get into this age or this eon. So I don't care what you do. I don't care how much, you know, pollution, how whether you drive your car, you don't drive your car. This is ordained by God. And if you don't understand the principles of God, you try to plant something in the winter, what you think is going to happen? Farmers know their seasons. Now, in the book of Jeremiah, it says that the birds, they know their seasons, but my people don't. Who's God talking to? Why would God put that in the Bible? Why is that in the Bible? So God says that the birds, they know their seasons. But my people don't. Now, what does that mean? That means we don't know spiritual law. We don't know universal spiritual law. Okay, Brother Will, I don't believe you. Okay, Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 7. Let's read verse 6. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 6. I have listened and heard. They do not speak what is right, but no one repents of his wickedness, asking, what have I done? Everyone has stayed like a horse charging into battle. Verse 7, Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 7. Even the stalk in the sky knows his appointed seasons. The turtle dove and the swift and the thrush observe their time of migration. But my people do not know the requirements of the Lord. Verse 8, how can you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? But in fact, the lying pen of the scribes has produced deception. Verse 8, Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 8, one of the most powerful scriptures in the Bible, we have inherited lies. So everybody's walking around. I like talking to Christians. Man, I love talking to Christians. I love talking to them, man, because it's crazy. Jeremiah, it's in the Bible. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 8 says, how can you say that you're wise and that you know the law of God and that the law of God is with us when, in fact, the lying pen of the scribes? Now, remember, Matthew chapter 23 says, seven or eight times, Matthew 23, excuse me. You must read this. You cannot go into 2019 believing or feeling because you inherited lies. Is it my fault that what my forefathers did? Am I responsible for my father's sins? No. So why would I feel bad? I don't feel bad. That's why the series I did, How to Feel Good While Doing Bad, I made all my money doing that. I became very healthy doing that. I became very wise doing that. Why? I understand universal spiritual law. Now, am I saying to go out and sin? No, I'm not. I'm saying that there is a cosmic law in place called the law of polarity. For every up, there's a down. For every left, there's a right. In the Garden of Eden, there was one tree. That one tree had two types of fruit on it. I've never seen that in nature. That lets me know that is illogical. Not illogical from the perspective of it can't happen. It's illogical from the perspective of it's demonic. It's illogical from the perspective of it's not order. God is a God of order. Lucifer is the God of disorder. What they're doing in Project CERN is not order. You cannot go. What they did in the movie Flatliners, what they did in the movie in Bird Box, in all of the movies, they're telling you, if you play with the dark side, you bring in the dark side. If you access dark matter, you bring in dark entities. If you access good matter, you bring in good entities. Today, my brother, today, my sister, 2019, you get to choose whether you want to play with dark matter, whether you want to play with light matter, whether you want to play with God, or whether you want to create with Lucifer. You get to choose. See, we can't say that it's our forefathers' fault, because now we're in the age of Aquarius. That means that God is pouring out on his knowledge on all flesh. He says that in Luke 17:21, when you see the man with the pitcher of water, go into the city, follow him. So we are in the age of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius is the age of gnosis. It's the age of knowledge. So you cannot say Hosea 4:6. You cannot say, oh, God, I don't know. Because why? God has written his laws on tablets of stone. No, God has not written his laws on tablets of stone any longer. He's written them on the hearts and the minds of his people. So I know that Romans 8:28 applies to me. I know that Jeremiah 8:8, the lying pens of the scribe has produced deception. The wise men will be put to shame. They will be dismayed and ensnared. Let me say it again. See, I don't consider myself a wise man. I consider myself a discerning man. What do I have that other people don't have? Discernment. What is discernment? I have two things that you got to have. Number one, I have crystal clear vision of an eagle. I've done Isaiah 40:31. I've mounted up on the wings of an eagle, and I have Revelations 5:5. Revelations 5:5 says that the Lion of Judah has been revealed. See, I am the Lion of Judah. If you do not have those two things in 2019, I guarantee you, when we go into 2020 vision, you're not going to have it. 2018 was getting rid of all of the mental junk you had in your brain. That's why you was on a psychic attack. God was putting you to the test to see if you're going to believe that little voice in your head, because that voice in my head was talking to me all 2018. Was it talking to you? I'm sure it was. You was challenged in 2018 mentally. You saw some stuff. God removed the scale off your eyes in 2018. You saw the government for what it is. You thought the government were your friend, right? Now you know the government is not your friend, because you ask yourself, why would the government put fluoride in water? Why? Do you know that Johnson & Johnson came out and they said that in baby powder, and this is a lawsuit, Johnson & Johnson. Now, I remember Johnson & Johnson as a kid growing up. They know that asbestos was in their baby powder, and they gave it to babies anyway. So you mean to tell me you're putting baby powder on your newborn baby, and you wonder why when that baby get 21 and 30, they got cancer? Johnson & Johnson know why. Do you remember back in the 40s and 50s, that big lawsuit against Big Tobacco? Whatever happened to that? Do you know that Big Tobacco was ordered to pay people, I forgot how many millions of dollars, it was millions of dollars that they had to pay every year to the government, Big Tobacco lost. And they was proven that they knew that cigarette smoking, the kind of cigarette tobacco smoke that they have, number one, it's laced with chemicals, and number two, if you smoke it, it causes cancer. They knew that. They sold it to you anyway. They lost. Nobody seen a dime. See, now I know that. Why is marijuana? Now, somebody, if y'all know anybody that's smoking marijuana, y'all better tell them to call me. I have a lot of clients that smoke marijuana, and I've been telling them this before truth came out. Now, scientifically proven that all marijuana, why do you think the government is approving marijuana now? Now, remember, if the government is for it, I'm against it. I don't give a beep what it is. So now they've proven that the THC in marijuana actually causes, especially for African-American men, it basically neuters you. You lose your libido. It takes away your testosterone. The THC, that's what they put it. Now, the CDC or the CD, the CDS or the CDC oil that's in marijuana, that's good. But all of the marijuana, the municipal marijuana, and all of the marijuana that's been promoted by the government, it has a high THC content. Why? Now, again, do your own research. Don't believe nothing I'm saying. See, 2018 for me was the year of the unveiling. So now what used to be in the dark, now I already knew it, but I got proof now. So So now I can teach all the stuff that I've – see, I've been sitting on a lot of stuff, all this stuff. You know, the book that I wrote about the Vatican, I haven't really been talking about that book that much. But, yeah, I'm going to start talking about that book. My book, The Body is the Temple. So all the stuff that I intuitively knew that was given to me by my father that I didn't talk about because the Reverend Dr. Bishops would get upset because it blasts the what we call Christendom or Christendom. Christianity is dead. Spirituality is alive, but Christianity, organized religion, just like freaking organized evil. Organized religion is organized evil. It's like the mob. It's no different from the police department. It's just an organized mob. You just got a badge and a gun to do evil. Why? Where do you get the source of your power? Let me get this right. For every Reverend Dr. Bishop out there. So you serve, there's only one God. Is there not? Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. That's the first problem I have. The first problem I have, there's only one God. I have a serious problem. Maybe there's a Reverend Dr. Bishop out there that can help me understand because I don't understand. We got one God. You put five churches and you put five preachers together and see what happens. But we got one God. Negroes can't agree upon nothing. Not that you're supposed to agree, but you're supposed to be considerate. I can't find that. That does not exist. But it's going to exist in 2019 because I'm going to create it. That should be your mindset in 2019. What is the mindset in 2019? 2019 is the year of the three. It is the year of understanding. Okay, there's a lot of, not a lot, but there's dark and there's light. There's polarity. So this polarity has what they call the law of rhythm. There's ebbs and flows. It's cyclical. There's a law of cause and effect. There's nothing happens by chance. Everything happens by cause. So I'm going to cause something to happen. So my question to you is, excuse me, what do you want to cause to happen? You need to put that in your brain. That's your vision. What do you want to cause to happen? Well, Brother Will, I don't know what I should cause to happen. Well, I know what you should cause to happen. What you should be the cause of is purpose. Okay, but what is purpose? Okay, take your date of birth and bam, that's your purpose. That's a part of it. Then you take your name. Then you take your continence. Then you take the vows because man is name. That's what I do for a living. So I can assist you with that. Or you can do it yourself. Okay, once you find your purpose, bam, then that's your cause. So my cause, the reason I'm doing this show is because of my purpose. What is my purpose? To replace error with truth. How? Didactic teaching. So that's why I teach, and I say the same things over and over again, and it's kind of boring, and it's no bells, and there's no whistles. It's very simplistic, because based upon science, that's how you rewrite your DNA. So I'm not interested in making friends. I'm interested in changing your DNA. I'm interested in changing your behavior. I'm interested in taking somebody that's mentally unstable and that's mentally unsound and making that dude a multi-billionaire, making him go home and love his wife, making him understand that it's better, you know, to eat some freaking salad every once in a while instead of just eating steaks all the time. I'm here to replace error with truth, universal spiritual truth, not truth that just came Johnny come lately. Truth that's based upon universal spiritual law. It's been around forever. In 2019, you have a choice to make. We know that we've inherited lies from our forefathers because they did what it talks about in Matthew chapter 23. They took away the key of knowledge. How they do that? They took out jots and tittles. They changed words. They gave you some of the books of the Bible, but they didn't give you all of them. They hid stuff. There's something that they don't want you to know. What is it that they don't want you to know? They don't want you to know your greatness. They don't want you to know your greatness. Now, let me make sure you understand, my brothers. Let me make sure you understand, my beautiful sisters. You have been given everything that you need for life and godliness. Everything. So when we talk about the shadow of the dark side of the three, this is the year of the three. Regardless of your life path number or of anything, you are under the frequency of this. What is that frequency, brother? You're on the frequency on the negative side. You're going to be really, really, you're going to really feel, because if, what is the opposite of creativity? Now, you have to know this in advance. So when it shows up, you're not surprised. People are surprised when the shadow government shows up. And I'm not. Because I know to the degree that the pendulum swings to the left, and I know my pendulum swings very, very far to the left. That means that I can go very, very far to the right. So the dark side, if you want to look at it, of this year is expressing yourself unauthentic. Let me say that again. So if you're going to, now remember, you're getting, this is the first day of January of 2019, and now, bam, you are getting a desire to be authentic. You're like, Brother Will, I just want to be real, man. That's what the universe is telling you. The universe is downloading a frequency into your spirit that says, I want to be real. So the dark side of that is, I don't want to be real. So you got a choice today. You got a choice to choose to be real and to be authentic, because you got to express yourself. This is the year of expression. And so you have to really focus on the tendency to be obsession. The year of expression brings with it obsession. This is the year. You're going to find, mark my words, watch what happens this year. Watch how people become obsessed, almost possessed. Notice the word obsessed and the word possessed, just add the P. So let me make sure you understand, because there's nothing wrong, kind of, sort of, with being obsessed with purpose versus obsessed with something else. So the dark side of the three is the understanding, because creativity brings with it a strong stimulation. It is really, really strong. The dark side of the three also is that if you don't activate that stimulation, you get bored. You get disinterested. So instead of being very creative, you become very non-creative. You become very non-functional. You just kind of opt out. And so instead of you going through life with all of this creative energy, instead of you going through life, especially this year, and taking advantage of everything that the Father has given you, you could lend, or you could find yourself in a position that you don't want to be in. And that position, brothers and sisters, is extremely, extremely dangerous. And that is a position where you're using the dark side to create. That is a position you don't want to be in. You don't want to tap into and do what they're doing in Switzerland. You don't want to do that. You don't want to take the dark ether and to create. Now, you can use it once you get, and I'm going to be doing classes on that, and that's the whole purpose of the Kingdom in as Training Center, is to take what the enemy meant for evil, excuse me, and turn it around and use it for good. That's the purpose of the Kingdom in as Training Center. We're going to live in the moment. That's the three. The three, you don't live in the past. You don't live in the future. You live in the present. You live in the present tense. So as a three, frequency or wave or vibration that is in the air that says, hey, let's live in the present. Let's live in the moment. Okay. How can we live in the moment? How can we be excited? There is a strong vibration for creative self-expression. You are going to be obsessed with your independence and with the ability to communicate on a high level. You're going to be borderline obsessed. Now, your obsession must be with your purpose, not with a person. There's nothing wrong with liking people, loving people, and getting involved with people or places, but it must be based upon, and not even, you know, what I talk about all the time, you know, with the, you know, male genitalia and a female genitalia, penis, punani, all of that good stuff. Same thing. The enemy wants to get you obsessed with a lower P. The big G wants you to get obsessed with the higher P. That's purpose. So now there is all of this energy that is being sent to you. There is a need for an emotional response from you, so that way you can activate this energy. Do you know that the three energy is very, very, very intelligent. It has a perception to be able to have childlike ideals. So you're going to have a lot of creative ideals. You're going to have all of this ability to do certain things. There, this is the, again, as I talked about, the essence of creation when we did the series on sex, which is why I did it at the end of this year. So hopefully you guys can make the connection. As I did the series on sex, sensuality, spirituality, and superiority, that was a seven-hour series that I did. The reason that I did that series at the end of 2018, because sex is, it represents procreation. Sex is the most powerful force on earth. Sex is the most creative power on earth. So guess what 2019 is going to be? It can be a lot of sex if it's not transmuted. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but you need to understand it, the desire, where it comes from. You think it's just going to pop up out of the blue, and all of a sudden, you're going to have all of these attractions. Well, these attractions, some of them are coming from the dark side, then some of them are coming from the positive side. You want to highlight the positive, and you want to use the negative to basically enforce positive, to basically bring about positive. Okay, Brother Will, how do we do that? Well, thankfully, the Bible tells us how to do that. The Bible tells us that all things work for my good. So we just read that in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. So Romans 8:28 says, and we know that God works all things together for the good. Now, a lot of people don't believe that. I'm one of the people that do. So I know that all things work together for my good. So I never feel bad. This is the key to success. In 2019, if you didn't hear nothing else today, let me make sure you get this. In 2019, you cannot feel bad, especially if you're in the 7 or 11, because then you're going to activate 2018. You're going to go backwards. You're not going to go forward. You want to live in the past, or you're going to try to live in the future, but you need to remember 2019 is the year of the present. In order to create, you must create from a place of being present in the now. So if you live in the now, you can create in the now. Now, 2019, we are in the year of creative power. Now, you do not have to know how. You just have to make one decision today. There's a choice and a decision that today. And that is, as for me and my house, that means your head, that means your heart, that means your gut. As for me and my house, we are going to do the will of the Father. That's it. Because Romans 8:27 is your scripture for 2019. Everybody should memorize that. Everybody should memorize Romans 8:27, please. It's very important. Or if you don't even memorize it, just write it down somewhere. Just write Romans 8:27 down. If you can't remember it. But if you can remember it, that's even better. So Romans 8:27 says this. Romans 8:27 says, and he who searches our hearts and knows the mind of the Spirit. So not only does God search your heart, he knows the four chambers of your heart, and really the fifth chamber is his name, because the fifth chamber is the S. It represents the shin. So the Father is searching for his name because he wrote it in your heart. So the Father is searching for himself. The Father is inside of you. He's operating as you, and he wants to manifest himself through you. So that's what the Father is doing. So number one, we know that we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in me, the hope of glory. So I know that. I don't need nobody to tell me that. I don't need nobody to encourage me. I know. So in 2019, you got to have vision. And then 2019, you got to have freaking bulldog, lion tenacity. In 2019, nobody should be able to tell you that God doesn't love you. In 2019, nobody should be able to tell you that you ain't got no skills. In 2019, nobody should be able to tell you that God wants you to be broke. In 2019, nobody should be able to come to you and tell you that you don't have no skills, that you ain't have nothing to bring to the universe. In 2019, nobody on this planet, nobody, I don't care who they are, nobody should be able to come and tell you anything that doesn't align up with the word of God. Nobody. If they do, something's wrong with you. It's not outside of you, it's inside of you. Nobody should be able to come into your life and make you feel anything other than love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. If you feel anything other than that, now I know it's going to happen. You're going to get bad news. That's totally normal. I'm not talking about that. When I say feel something, now remember, you have a thought. That thought produces a feeling. The feeling motivates a particular action. So if you control your feelings, not your thoughts, your feelings, how do you do that? You reject it. You do exactly what the Bible says. Now, again, I've been telling this for a long time. This is what I do every day, all day, 24-7, 365. I bring every thought into captivity and see if it is of God. God means the grantor of destiny. I bring every thought into activity and see if it's taking me in the direction of my destiny. Now, that's dangerous, brothers. That's dangerous, sisters, because, see, there's thoughts you're going to have that's going to be for your children. That's not for your destiny, though. That's for your children. And you're going to choose your children over God's destiny. I already know. Been there, done that, got two T-shirts. That dog don't hunt in 2019. You can't do that no more. The Bible says to bring every thought into captivity. Are you doing that? If you're not doing that, you got feelings. Now, I have a lot of feelings. This is what I did in the series, The Feelingpreneur. That's why 2019, Kingdom Millionaire members, we all going to be feelingpreneurs because I'm going to challenge you. Because you're going to say, well, Doc, this is my purpose. I'm going to say, really? So you're going to make a product? So if you're going to create something. Now, remember, 2019, there's nobody that's going to hang out with me that's not going to be a published author in 2019. Nobody. You will drop out the program in 2019 because I'm going to talk about you so bad, you're just going to say, oh, man, I'm out. This dude's crazy. Everybody will be a published author, multiple books. Everybody will have their own. Everybody's a part of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. Now, you don't have to, but I'm just going to highlight that, you know, this is the year of creativity. So you're here on earth to create because you're made in the image and likeness of a creator. So if your God is a creator and you're not creating, now creativity, you can go outside in your backyard and you can create. You can, you know, you can dig up the soil, you can plant something in the soil, and you can go out there and prune your trees and you can, your rose bushes. That's creation. You can go in your house, you can paint your living room a new color. That's creating. So I'm not necessarily talking about just creating for profit. That should be an expression. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about there is a personal desire to express your God-given creativity in 2019. Now, after you do that personal expression, there's going to be another desire that's going to come that's going to be for the kingdom. Because remember, you have personal purpose and then you got corporate purpose. Now, I'm talking more about the corporate purpose. Now, after you got to start with your personal purpose first. Because when you go to the corporate, when you go to a corporation, as I found out, you better have something. Don't go to a corporation. Don't go to a board meeting with lions. Now, if you're with zebras, if you're with, you know, people that are not lions, yeah, you might walk out of there unscathed. But if you go to a meeting, a boardroom with a bunch of lions, and you're not a lion, in the mindset of the lion, everything's lunch. That's my mindset. So if you talk to me and you're not a lion, I see you as lunch. So I don't recommend that. That's not a good. It's not good to go into the presence of a bunch of lions and you're not a lion. Let me say it again, because you're going to get mauled, homie. This is not. I'm talking energetically, vibration. This is not physical. I'm a metaphysician. So you're going to be you're going to go back to 2018 where you are you're internally being mind effed, because in your brain you like I'm too fat, in your brain you're too dark, in your brain you're too light, in your brain your speech is not eloquent enough, in your brain you need another degree. You already got one, but you're going for another one. You know how many people hear me tell me that? Well, Brother Will, after I get this next degree, brother, I'm gonna blow up. Really? Or this one. I like this one. I like this one right here. Once I get certified, I've been a life coach for how many years? Where did I get my certification from? Am I certified? What am I going to do with a certification? It's a piece of paper. About the only thing a certification can do for me is I can probably wipe my butt with it, but that's about it. So what am I saying? Excuses, brothers and sisters. We are all masters of the art of escapism. So we got coping mechanisms, many of them. So everything you tell me when I tell you to write a book, you're going to say, I'm going to write the book, Brother Will, when I get my new accounting system, when I get a computer, you know, when I get time. You know what? I don't know what to write, brother. Okay, you talk? Now, you talk all day, but you ain't got nothing to write about. Okay, write about what you talk about. Now, what am I saying? Now, I'm not trying to remember. This is all the stuff I did for 20 years, too. Because everything I'm doing right now, I had in a box in my garage, and I moved it around as I was homeless and living out of my car and staying with my sister and my brother and borrowing money. The whole time I was broke, destitute, destroyed my first marriage, the whole time I had books that was already written, but I didn't have the cojones to publish them. That's what I'm telling you. I could have been where I'm at right now, been. I should have been where I'm at right now. I should have been here 20 years ago when my freaking children needed me. My children are grown and gone now. They don't need me to blow up now. They needed a home when they was freaking in elementary school. They didn't have one because their dad did not have no freaking balls. Now, you can repeat what I've already done. Or now, if you're female, that would be ovaries. Either one, you need them. 2019, I'm taking the gloves off. I'm not going to call to nobody. Y'all already know. I don't care about you. Nope, I'm sure don't. I don't care about I love you, but I don't care about you. I'm a retired, you know, carer. I ain't, you know, Captain Save-A-Blank no more. I ain't trying to save nobody. I retired. I took my cape off. So I'm not trying to save nobody. I ain't trying to coddle nobody. I'm not trying to drag nobody to their blessing. I just want to hang out with lions. People who see their worth and their value, people who see their vision, and they got freaking a bulldog tenacity, that they got a disposition that says, I wish a Negro would think about it. Please, just put a thought in your head. Like them old school grandmothers used to say, boy, my grandmother was old school. Like my grandmother didn't play. My grandmother would tell you something to do. She would tell you once. That's about it. After that, shoe, brick, bottle, whatever she could find, it was going to come flying at your head. That's the disposition you got to have in 2019. Why? Because that old psychic viceroy, he don't want to die. His time is over. So all of the mind games that was happening in 2018 that the father allowed to test your mental disposition, well, that disposition doesn't voluntarily want to leave. So you got to kick it out with a new disposition that says, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. You got to have a disposition that says, me and my father are one. You got to have a disposition that says, if God be for me, who can be against me? You got to have a disposition that says, no weapon formed against me will prosper. All who rise up against me will fall. That's your disposition. You got to have a disposition that says, I have been given everything that I need for life and godliness, everything. You got to have a disposition that says, I have dunamis power to tread upon snakes and scorpions and all power of the enemy, not some of it, all of it. I have been given. You got to have that disposition. If you do not have that disposition in 2019, you're not going to be able to create, because 2018 disposition, he's just sitting in the background. That's the disposition of mind game. That's the disposition of all your coping mechanisms. That's what that was. So all of the fear, all of the doubt, all of the concern that you have, that was allowed in 2018. So the father could see whether or not you was a lion, whether you are really are of the tribe of Judah or not. Now you get to do what people in the tribe of Judah do. Lions wake up every day and they got one thing on their brain, hunt. For us, that word hunt means create. So every day I wake up, I got one thing on my brain, create a product, a service, or information that benefits other people more than it benefits me. So every day I say, Father, I need a show. I need a title that's going to benefit my brother, that's going to benefit my sister, so that way my brothers and sisters can see that they're made in the likeness of God. That my brothers and sisters can see that no weapon formed against them will prosper. That my brothers and sisters can see that you wish to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that they can ask or think. That my brothers and sisters can see that God wants you to prosper and be in health. He wants that for you. He wants you to prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So if your mind, will, emotion, madness, intellect can prosper, bam, money and health follows. So If you can expand your consciousness, guess what happens? If you expand your consciousness, my brothers, if you expand your consciousness, my sisters, guess what happens? By expanding your consciousness, you expand your awareness and your perception, you can perceive more good. It also means you can perceive more bad. But God foreknew. Let's close with Romans 8:29. Romans 8:29 says, for those God foreknew. We could stop there, but the rest of the verse is awesome too. Romans 8:29. For those God foreknew, he also predestined. Oh, I like that word right there. That's where I get my word diakonia from, predestined. So you mean to tell me, let me get this right. So God had predetermined me to be wealthy, for me to be healthy, for me to be wise, and for me to be in a toe-curling relationship with him, with myself, and with other people. That's predetermined. So the only way that it cannot exist is if I don't know. If I don't walk through the jungle, if I don't know I'm a lion, that's the only way I don't act like one, if I don't know. If I don't know I'm predetermined by God, that is the only way I can be poor. That's the only way I can be sick. That is the only way I can be ignorant. That is the only way I can be in a bad relationship if I don't know that I've been predestined. Because it says, for whom God foreknew, he also predestined for what? To be conformed to the image of his son, so that he could be the firstborn among many brethren. So Jesus Christ is the firstborn of many. That many is you. The word firstborn is prototikos in the Greek. Prototikos in the Greek. It means the first protos, the first proton. So there's many light beings. Jesus is the first light being. You are the second. I'm the third. Somebody else is the fourth. We're all light beings. Jesus is the first prototikos. I don't know if you understand. Let me read it again. I'm trying to get too excited because in 2019, see, I already knew this, and I've been trying to tell y'all, but I don't know if y'all been getting it. But now in 2019, the Father, we're in the age of Aquarius. That means the water has been pouring out on everybody. So everybody now can understand this. Now everybody has this creative power that's been given to you. So now you can create all types of stuff. What do you want to do? Let's just do it all, brothers and sisters. We got the Father on our side. Because something has been, the word predestined means preordained. It means foreordained. It means predetermined. It means to mark out beforehand. It means pro horizon. It means to mark out in advance. Let me say that again, my brothers. So God established the fact that I'm going to be a millionaire in advance. He established the fact that I'm going to be wealthy in advance, healthy in advance, wise in advance, great relationships in advance. He marked it out. So since he marked it out in advance, before I got here, the only way that I don't walk in it is if I don't know it. That's why I got to cast down every imagination and every high thing that is exalts itself against the knowledge of what God has marked out for me in advance. 2019, you got to understand that. That's them. See, lions, they know they're lions. Lions, they don't have, like I keep saying, man, this is going to be my theme in 2019. So y'all going to hear this a lot. So strap in. Lions. First, eagles have vision. Eagles' eyes 10 times stronger than any other animal. Ours, eagles' vision, they can see fish underwater. They can spot rabbits miles up in the air. Eagles' vision, and in your head, that should be a mental image of your purpose. Is it there? Can you see it? I can see mine. I can see in my brain, I can close my eyes, and I can see my wealth. I can see my health. I can see me walking around at 80 years old and my abs ripped. I can see it. I can see me driving around in my convertible. I can see me in my own private jet. I can see my house on the beach. I can see it. Can you? I can see my wealth. I can see my health. I can see it. That vision. I got vision. Crystal clear vision, brother. I can see myself flying around a country teaching in front of hundreds of thousands and freaking sold out arenas. I can see it. Can you see it, brother? Can you see your vision? Can you see? You do got the freaking vision of the eagle. Can you see? what you have been designed by God to be. Can you see it? Can you see it, brother? Can you see it? Then once you see it, now do you have the freaking ability to go take it? Can you walk through the jungle? The lion will take on any animal. The lion sees every other animal as freaking lunch. That means everybody. That means everything. That means every place. That means anything that stands in between you and your vision is lunch. Anything that's between you and your God-given destiny is freaking lunch. That's the disposition I got. That's the disposition I wish a Negro would step between me and my destiny. I got something for you. Not you, you know, but people you know. That should be your disposition. That's mine. So that's why I can create. Because my disposition says that I've been predestined. I know. I didn't dream this up. I know that I'm going to bring down every imagination and every high thing that tries to come between me and my God. What can separate me from the love of God? So what can separate you from the love of God, brother? What? Can poverty? Are you serious? Been there, done it already. See, 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, cast down imaginations. 2018 was the year of imaginations. In your head, you imagine a bunch of shizness. I already know because I did too. Now, guess what? Cast that shizness out. 2019, we cast out 2018. The things that was in you. Now, 2018 was very good for me. It was a great year. Wow. 2018 was off the hizzle, faux shizzle. But guess what? 2019, ooh, it's going to be off the plantation. We's free now, boy. 2019, we're going to be we free. 2019, brothers and sisters, 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Christ, the messianic office, bring every thought. Compare it to your office, okay? This thought doesn't fit my office. You got to go, dude. Get up out of chimp. That is the disposition of the lion. Everything is lunch that doesn't align with your design. Everything is lunch that doesn't align with your design. Everything is freaking lunch. Chew it up and spit it out if it don't taste good. Chew it up, maul it, and get rid of it. Why? For God knew his people in advance. He chose them because he wants us to be like his son. So that we are like his son. We are his son. So I know this. I know that I have been conformed. That word conformed, oh, wow. That word conformed means metamorpho, metamorphosis. It means formed in similar fashion. So whatever fashion, whatever way that Jesus Christ was made, I am formed in a similar fashion. So my brothers and my sisters, 2019 is awesome. I love you. I appreciate you. I look forward to what we're going to create in 2019 for all the members of the Kingdom International Training Center. Today's the last day for the sale. If you want to go with me into 2019, again, 5 payments of $250, or that's $1,250. Somebody told me that, hey, Brother Will, 5 times 250 is not 1,000. The 1,000 is if you pay in full. So, yeah, I do know basic mathematics. I mean, I'm slow, but I ain't that slow. The $1,000 is for if you pay that in full or 2 payments of 500. It's $1,250 if you elect to go with the payment plan option. Now, keep in mind, the original cost is $5,000 after today. Really, yesterday, but we'll throw in another day for any stragglers who want to join us in 2019 for the Kingdom International Training Center. For everybody that was a part of 2018 in the Life Management System, thank you so much. I'll be sending out, I'm just waiting for my publisher to finish up the certificates. I'm going to be sending out certificates of completion for everybody who completed that program. Thank you so much. God bless you. I love you. I appreciate you. Brothers and sisters, 2019, the year of creativity. You are a creative genius. It's time to walk in your power. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Royal dream. Royal dream. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Back up on my
my team. Had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and die. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay buzzed like highs and fly to true ambition. Till the numbers just multiply, then we can start to build it. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers wrong. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland, make all of you governments die.